Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
In the very first sentences in John's Gospel, he stated very clearly that Jesus Christ and the Father are one. Identifying Jesus as the Word, John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observed His glory." You see, Jesus has always existed. He was there at the beginning of time, and He participated in the creation of the universe. He's the author and sustainer of life. But there's more. Jesus Christ, equal with God, left heaven and came to earth as a human being to live among us. And those who looked at Jesus were indeed looking at God Himself. But most importantly for us, Jesus Christ had a wonderful purpose for coming to earth. Here it is. Listen carefully.
He, Jesus, came to His own, that is, His own people, the Jews, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, He gave them the right to be the children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God.
This is the good news of the gospel. We can become children of God and inherit eternal life through the new birth. We can be born again. Here's the question. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? If you sincerely open your heart to the Savior, you will receive eternal life.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.